Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to share some personal goals for my life. Recently I took care of a niece and nephew and realized that I would make a good parent. I gave up on using surrogacy years ago because my eczema issues were so painful that I was ready to jump off a bridge. So I accepted that I would just run out of hedonistic pursuits and projects to work on over the next 5 years, and then live a low-stress lifestyle into my old age. But the experience changed me. People around me kept wondering why I wasn't tired looking after kids. And sure, it's work, but nowhere near as difficult as forcing myself to sit for 5 or 6 hours each day working on my YouTube channel, which creates low-level stress, which also exacerbates my skin issues. So I've decided to set up what I define as a MGTOW family. And once women see me pulling off my plan, they'll definitely be calling Child Protective Services on me. It would be about having a daughter first and then 4 years later having 3 sons. What's more challenging than being a single father with 4 kids? All of this is contingent on my financial situation, as well as the Bitcoin run, as well as AI stocks. If that all falls into place, then I'll give it a good go on my virtual sex system second for 6 months or so. Also travel to the places I still want to see and film for 8 to 12 months, including a cross-Canada trip, drive around all of Australia along the coastal highway, in 2028, as well as finish up the places that I want to see in America, Russia, China, Japan, the UK, and Italy. Maybe even throw Brazil and South Africa in the mix. I've already traveled more than enough in my life. If I didn't travel again, I wouldn't have any regrets. Once all that's out of the way, I'd then have to go and find a woman that has the correct gene combination. That would be around the time I turn 50. I know that's a lot of ifs, but I would basically retire for the most part at that point and give caregiving and building a MGTOW family as close to 100% as possible, most likely even homeschooling. Why it's a MGTOW family is because there's no wife there, and an older daughter would provide some emotional support for the boys, and you can see younger girls typically mothering their younger siblings. So why would I put myself through all of this? Well, I came to the realization that from the 1950s onwards, when fertility started to crash, each generation was given more material wealth, including toys and experiences and junk food, and not enough time to reflect, get bored, or yearn for things. That the woke mind virus and a lack of people wanting kids these days comes from being spoiled in your childhood. And it's not just materially related, but with regards to experiences like travel with playgrounds, sports, theme parks, junk food, technology, and the dopamine rush from tablets, as well as video games and prawn. Keeping your kids busy all day doesn't give them any time to get bored, but also doesn't make them feel like they're missing out on anything or feeling disappointed in life. Children that are spoiled and never disappointed have to deal with disappointment as adults, and most report that if they were coddled and given too much as kids, they don't grow up to be content adults. I would be an authoritarian yet loving father. I'd have disciplined rules and responsibilities would be my philosophy, while allowing for a large amount of autonomy. But that could be a problem these days. When I was in kindergarten, I used to walk to school, take the elevator alone, go to the store alone too. But if you do that these days, that's considered child neglect. The good times have been here since the 1950s. The bad times before that created the strong men. We're now living in the worst mental health period in history, but greatest material success, which is not only limited to material goods, but experiences and food as well. I thought back to all the young milestones in my life, and first off, I only received about 10% of the toys that other kids around me did, up to the age of 8 or 9, and I value the stuff that I got, and still have a lot of my childhood toys that didn't fall apart. I didn't get to go to theme parks until I was 13, a movie theater vacation until I was 12, didn't have McDonald's or Burger King until I was around the age of 12 as well. The first museum trip was a school field trip at the age of 16. My first road trip didn't happen until I was 20. I didn't have any friends until the age of 12 or 13. I never went to summer camp or played in the sports league as a child. And yet most of the kids around me had tons of experiences and material goods, but I wasn't upset. I was grateful for what little I did have. Now I'm a happy adult for the most part, but the people that got everything are not content with life. And because of that, they're spoiled, so they have no issue spoiling their kids even more. They see it as perfectly normal. Everyone is trying to figure out why fertility rates are crashing. I think it has a lot to do with this. If you're spoiled as a kid, you aren't a happy or content adult. So you don't want to bring a child into this world to feel the same nihilism that you do. So if I raise a bunch of kids, they will be given discipline and responsibility instead of toys and experiences. Around the same time, I visited an Amish community and realized that they, along with the Orthodox Jews, have wealth, but they are materialistic cultures when compared to the West. Sure, they're religious, but what I think keeps both of their fertility rates up is that consumer culture hasn't impacted them and their dress and customs as much. Also, forget about the Great Replacement, where migrants are coming in to replace the falling white populations. I'm now thinking about the Greater Replacement, something that Malcolm and Simone Collins were discussing recently. How the future humans that are technophilic and on the spectrum will inherit the Earth. Because autists do things to the extreme, including reproducing. The plan would be to deprive my kids up until the age of 9 or 10, and then slowly introduce material goods when they can finally appreciate them, which is exactly what happened to me. Then I was under the spell of materialism for about 10 years before I broke free of it in university. Films like Fight Club and The Matrix helped a lot. I also learned about Edward Bernays and how the Wizards of Madison Avenue manufactured our desires. Once I learned about that, I faced my first existential crisis around the age of 19 or 20. Most people are under its spell their entire lives. I've also had to break free of food, bad food, through my keto diet. Sex and love, with regards to relationships, which turned me into a moron, as well as getting over a travel addiction by building my own small Lego buildings. I'm also looking into the book called Raise a Genius by Laszlo Polgar. His theory was proven correct that geniuses are not born, but rather they're made through deliberate and focused education. One of his daughters was the top female chess player of all time, even beating Kasparov. I would also map out the genome of every child before implanting it into the surrogate. That way I would stack the deck even higher in my favor for my kids. You can pick their height, hair, and eye color, as well as intelligence, and we'll look into creativity and if they have genes on the spectrum. The most valuable thing I can do is pass on my worldview and raise some kids in this insane world. Maybe inspire other guys to do the same. Does anyone think that a wife would allow me to do any of the things that I just mentioned? Forget about it. If you make your kids' childhood rich, then you make their adult life poor. They are never satisfied and more likely to do crazy things. The NVIDIA CEO, Jensen Huang, grew up scrubbing toilets, and now he's one of the wealthiest guys in the world, and says that suffering is the key to greatness. I was surrounded by kids growing up that had every imaginable advantage and opportunity, and I still excelled above them. Also, to increase the probability that your kids have kids, you have to raise them to be disciplined children with limits so they become content adults and want to have children of their own. Because as adults, they're grateful for what they have. But where do you draw the line? What's the difference between overindulgence and having a so-called normal experience? I think normal is too much these days. I'm going to use my own experiences as a blueprint. Sure, they won't fit in with their spoiled peers, but that's actually a feature and not a bug in my plan. If I'm wealthy while doing this, I'll have to live a life of semi-intentional poverty to basically hide the wealth from them. Also remember that a single unmarried man can save more money and resources so surrogacy becomes a lot more affordable, and he can do it at a much younger age. If my kids were also introverted, which you can select for to some extent, then you can do more low-effort parenting. Actually, almost no-effort parenting, because being an introvert myself, in the 98th percentile when I took the Jordan Peterson test, I raised myself in many ways. As for selecting genes for intelligence, I think creativity is far more important. Being able to look at a problem in a unique way and make new connections is the most important thing to being human, I think. The reason I changed my opinion on having kids, besides my health situation being stable and improving, is that taking care of my niece and nephew for a few weeks gave me authority and responsibility over others, which I've never had my entire life. And I think it's satisfying for a man to have authority and responsibility at the same time over family. That ultimately led me to the realization as to why our society is so messed up. The problem is spoiled children raised by helicopter parents. Parents that themselves grew up spoiled and are now spoiling their kids further. Not just material wealth like buying them toys. That's only the tip of the iceberg. But providing them a constant stream of dopamine in whatever form, and when they become adults, they have relied on you for that, so they don't know how to find things to entertain themselves. And so they become bitter and unhappy. For me, the greatest happiness I received was in the third grade from a teacher that taught me discipline and hard work, and the reward in doing those things. Today's boys don't get that from 90%+ of the teachers being females calling them toxic. I hope that this becomes a reality for me and other men. We are inching towards the artificial womb as well. The survival rate of premature babies born earlier and earlier is rising. It's 30% at 22 weeks and 56% at 23 weeks. A famous feminist from the 1970s said that if we create an artificial womb, that patriarchy wins. Absolutely. All we have to do is figure out how to get a baby to survive from weeks 13 to 28, or most of the second trimester. We already have technology to make embryos grow in the first one up to a point. The baby would only have to spend 2 to 3 months in what we would consider an actual artificial womb. So the actual artificial womb won't actually be one device. First, it's most likely to be something like a petri dish. Then the artificial womb as we know it, and finally an incubator for the last 3 months. The so-called patriarchy just wants to look after its own children. Women can have and raise their own kids too, alone, but without males to instill order and discipline, as authority figures, the children from single mother households will not be able to outcompete the children from single father ones. Women would be pooched at that point. Maybe bad women are creating good men that'll finally find a solution to cut mothers out of the family unit. It looks like the father is the critical element to civilizing children and creating a stable society. But creating that MGTOW family unit, I know I'll be getting regular visits from the Children's Aid Society. Malcolm and Simone got visited too because they didn't have a separate bedroom for each child. Haven't they heard of bunk beds before? Maybe with the spoiling of our society, I'm describing the psychological Black Death. Today's Not So Mystery link is from What If Altus YouTube channel, and he introduced me to this. Maybe most people can't comprehend the problems with today's world because they themselves are the problem. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Remember guys, you can always do an hour-long coaching chat with me, the Sandman, for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women from figuring out that the artificial womb will replace them before it's too late away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.